It's
so official.
I tried to get something that it was a hammer, but I couldn't find it.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry.
Good.
Gonna have roll call.
Vice President Chung.
Here.
Member Fay.
Here.
Member Kobus.
Here.
Member May.
Here.
Member McCluskey.
Here.
Member Rotroff.
Here.
President Kowalczyk.
Here. Okay, now do we have, I know we don't have any really reports. Do we have anything from NSSCO, Brian?
Yeah, I attended a meeting on April 1st via Zoom. So I'm an expert. and of course we talked about e-learning and all the challenges that they're dealing with, and we talked about the budget, and it was a pretty quick meeting, so there's not too much to report, but okay. they have the same issues that District 57 has.
Okay, the only thing I have to announce is that we're going to cancel the May 7th Board of Ed meeting, so we'll just have one closer to the end. What would that be, the 21st again? 21st, May 21st?
Okay. Yes.
All right, and now community engagements. Do we have any questions, Elaine, that were sent to us?
Nope, did not receive any.
Okay. Darn it.
okay, and then we go to staff reports. So, tender report with the strategic plan.
Yes, draft of the next 5-year strategic plan, showing an edited form showing you changes and additions and omissions. Were there any questions about any of the action items?
No questions.
No questions. Then the only that will come to the board for approval on May 21st. And I will tell you that there will be a couple of items added under communications because I failed to get the technology action plan items in this. So I'll point those out at the next board packet. Okay. And then the other item I had was board meeting dates. Just bringing those here to your attention. Again, those will be approved at the next board meeting.
Okay.
Following the same schedule as we typically do, first and third Thursdays, but most of the first Thursdays are tentative.
Okay.
That's all I have to report.
Okay, look at this. We go right to the consent agenda. All right, for last month's meeting, Rachel was the only one not here. So if I can, I guess, have one separate, just one separate. If someone could do that one.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes of the following Board of Education meeting, the regular business meeting on March 19, 2020, open session.
Second.
Is it Brian?
Brian, yes.
Vice President Chung?
Yes.
Member Fay?
Yes.
Member Kobus?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
Member McCluskey?
Yes.
Member Rotroff?
Abstain.
President Kowalczyk?
Yes. And then and then Brian, you did the financial reports?
I did, yes.
And how did everything go?
Great.
Okay. And then so if I can get a motion then for approval for 2, 3, 4, and 5. And when you say who's doing the motion, just say your name first, I guess, for the recording so people know who's talking. Anybody? Anyone? Can I get a motion?
This is Vicki. Motion to approve the following consent agenda items: personnel transaction, approve the contract for the Westbrook assistant principal, for the Fairview assistant principal, the Lions Park assistant principal, the Lincoln assistant principal, the director of student services. Also to approve the amendment for the director of technology, approve the amendment for the assistant superintendent of finance and operations, approve the employment of 2 certified individuals, approve a first year leave of absence for 1 certified employee, and accept the resignation for 1 certified employee. Also, number 3, financial reports, March 2020. Number 4, accounts payable bills. And number 5, approve the salary increase for FY21 for educational support staff excluded from the MPESPA bargaining unit.
This is Jen Kobus, and I second.
Member Fay?
Yes.
Member Kobus?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
Member McCluskey?
Yes.
Member Rochroff?
Yes.
Vice President Chung?
Yes.
President Kowalczyk?
Yes. Okay, no unfinished business. Did anybody email in a question since we started?
No. None received.
All right, so new business. One is to approve the transportation contract. So we see that three packets were taken, but only one bid came back.
Yes.
Correct?
First student's the winner by default.
They kind of are. So what was like the increases that the other school districts had that were neighboring districts that had it, and I'm assuming it's from first student also.
I must say, 17% is a lot, but when you look at what other people have got, 17% isn't too bad. I know other districts over the last year or so have gotten 30s and 40%. It's just a quick moment about, bidding related to construction is a very, competitive bid process. You have lots of contractors that are eager for work and bidding. When it comes to things like transportation, especially, it's just an entirely different ballgame. I mean, we really have two vendors, First Student Grand Prairie, that our district has gone back and forth the last few years.
Right.
And I don't think I've told everyone the story, but the same thing happened to me in my last district in Bloomingdale, where we worked with First Student for a number of years. We had five companies come to pick up packets. Three came to the opening, and only First Student submitted the bid. So this is the second time around this has happened to me. I can't say I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. So it really is a lack of competition in our area with between those companies. So
okay. Does anybody have any other questions?
I just, this is Jerry, actually, just one question. Is there any sense as to why the other guys didn't bid? Did they give any feedback whatsoever?
Sunrise mentioned that they were focusing, the bidding process started prior to the stay-at-home order and schools being put at home. And then the bid opening was April the 2nd. So Sunrise communicated to me that they were concentrating on the business, keeping the business that they had. They're one of those companies that is not as large, that is kind of, in trouble or potentially could be in trouble. As to why Grand Prairie didn't, I really don't have an answer. I know a lot of, between the two, it seems like between the two of them, they kind of go back and forth with different districts.
Yeah. I'm surprised with the Grand Prairie also that they didn't at least put something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be interesting to me just given the rate of increase that there's some gamesmanship that it would be interesting to talk to other districts and just find if there's something going on between these guys that they're backing away from each other's business so that they can actually have better increases.
Oh. That makes sense.
That's a hefty increase. So, but given that it's the only one, we don't really have a choice. It would be interesting to talk to some other districts and just see if they're facing similar situations, because that would be kind of a collusion situation that is not really a good situation for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Monopolizing. Mm-hmm. Jen, did you have a question?
I did, and I tried raising my hand. I don't know if
I saw you. Okay. I can't see everybody, but I do see you.
Okay, because I did. There's on the side where it says participants, you can hit where it says raise your hand, but I don't know if you see a hand raised or how that works, but it doesn't matter.
I thought I saw your hand actually go up.
Okay, so just two questions, Anna. One, I just want to make sure. Is the current bid that we've placed, is it for the same, no additional buses, the same routes, the same what we had in our contract the last few years? Is that
exactly correct? Yes, exactly the same.
Okay. And then did they say anything, like, I know fuel has come down so much that it's just kind of interesting that they took such an increase at this time with fuel being how it is. Is there anything driving it? Did they say anything about whether it's wages or equipment?
Salaries and benefits. Salaries and benefits is the number one driver. You know, as the economy was, you know, moving along and, you know, up until recently, the transportation companies were having harder times finding drivers. And, you know, they kept on raising the wages. First student is up to $21, $22 an hour for salary wise. And even with that rate, they were struggling finding drivers. Depending on, you know, what happens as the state starts to come out of the stay at home, we may see something, you know, similar to, you know, a few years back with, you know, there's kind of an inverse relationship between the economy and the transportation workforce, because when the economy hits a downturn, then you have more qualified individuals in other areas that tend to take bus driving jobs who wouldn't normally. But these past few years, as the economy was going well, that, you know, was not happening, where even at $21 an hour, they were struggling to find drivers, they were struggling to find buses, subs. So it ebbs and flows in kind of a different way than the other markets do.
Yep, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Adam, here's my hand.
No, go ahead.
Adam, how do you see this translating, like, for families? Like, do we think that this additional cost will be tacked on to, like, just the general bus fee, or is it going to be supplemented from somewhere else, or how do you see that?
Probably supplemented through, you know, through the tax levy. I know that, you know, we've every time we talk about fees, we you know, it's a good conversation. We haven't raised our transportation fees in a number of years. Even with going through the bidding process 5 years ago, I don't see us, you know, raising our fees at this point, but obviously, you know, we'll have those conversations, you know, next winter and winters after that, depending on what happens with the rest of the economy. But at this point, I would just look to the tax levy that exists to fund that increase.
Yeah.
Okay. Jen, did you have a question? Oh, okay. All right. And then the other thing for new business was the resolution.
Madam President, take them one at a time.
Oh, okay. All right. Then can I get a motion then to approve the transaction contract?
This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Motion to approve the 3-year contract with First Student for transportation services.
Kimberly, second.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Kimberly.
Okay. Member Kobus?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
Member McCluskey?
Yes.
Member Rotoff?
Yes.
Vice President Chung?
Yes.
Member Fay?
Yes.
And President Kowalczyk?
Yes. Yes. Okay, next we have the resolution regarding the payment of bills and execution of time-sensitive actions in the event of a school district shutdown. Did anyone have any questions regarding that? I did have my attorney look it over. He said it looked good.
Good.
Oh, we got a couple. We have an attorney here anyway. We got two.
Yeah, we got two.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So can I get then a motion for approving the resolution?
This is Rachel Rotroff. Motion to approve resolution 200416 regarding the payment of bills and the execution of time-sensitive actions in the event of a school district shutdown.
Vicki Chung, second.
Member May?
Yes.
Member McCluskey?
Yes.
Member Rotroff?
Yes.
Vice President Chung?
Yes.
Member Fay?
Yes.
Member Kobus?
Yes.
President Kowalczyk?
Yes. Okay, there is no board discussion and no need for closed session. This is pretty close as it is almost. And then I guess that will be it. So can I get a motion to adjourn?
Kimberly, move to adjourn.
Rachel, second.
Member McCluskey?
Yes.
Member Rotroff?
Yes.
Vice President Chung?
Yes.
Member Fay?
Yes.
Member Kobus?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
President Kowalczyk?
Yes. Look at that. Our first meeting.
Wow, that was quick.
Well